Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, when you run for political office like a straight-up salesman, promising everything to every group, even the impossible, there will inevitably come a day of reckoning where all of those groups rebel. They realize that they've been lied to, and Donald Trump seems to have walked into that exact trap. I've already made a bunch of videos about Muslim Americans saying, wait a minute, this isn't the cabinet we thought we were voting for. There are certain Latino Americans who are saying, wait a minute, my family members are going to be reported? We even saw the search results for tariffs spike, but I want to talk about something different today, because right now we see far-right conservatives saying Donald Trump's cabinet is a betrayal, it's terrible, but we also see center-right conservatives saying the same thing, that these people are woefully underprepared. I mean, this article says, Donald Trump's reported cabinet pick sparks conservative backlash, and this particular article describes how center-right Republicans are saying, quote, Kristi Noem simply does not have the expertise to be the Secretary of Homeland Security during this border crisis and the failures at Secret Service. On top of that, if you want to go to the far right, we have people like Nick Fuentes, who posted just the other day, so this entire AG nomination was clearly a scam for Gates to resign from Congress and save face. Either that, or our 53-plus-1 vote Republican Senate majority simply refused Trump's nomination. Would not sure would be worse, but both would be typical. MAGA vaporware and GOP sabotage. And Nick Fuentes says right here, this was clearly a scam for Gates to resign. I mean, these people are slowly becoming self-aware and realizing that Donald Trump manipulates them to get his way. He makes a promise. Hey, we're going to put in a cabinet where we drain the swamp. We're going to eradicate the deep state. And then when he actually gets into power, he does the exact opposite. Now, there are more conservative meltdowns from Nick Fuentes, from other people, but I do want to back up for a second. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and I want to read this article because Jon Stewart actually pinpointed why Donald Trump is making these insane appointments to a T. So I don't want to mislead you guys. Yes, people on the far right are mad. I will show you. Yes, center-right conservatives are angry too. I'll show you that in 1 second. But a lot of the loyal MAGA fan base, they still have their head in the sand and they are more than happy with RFK Jr. So I'm not making the claim that MAGA is waking up en masse. I'm just saying these people on the far right, these people on the center-right, Muslim Americans, certain Americans are beginning to realize, okay, maybe I voted against my own interests. And Jon Stewart lays it out pretty well. Jon Stewart thinks the media might be missing the mark on why Donald Trump has decided to choose the nominees he has to fill up his second term cabinet. And I've been saying that he's doing it for this Orwellian reason. There is this chapter of 1984 that says, the Ministry of Truth only brought lies, the Ministry of Plenty only brought starvation, and Donald Trump is using this Orwellian tactic of flipping the government machinery on its head, and Jon Stewart points that out. For Trump, it's not a downside that his cabinet picks will not be sufficient steward of these agencies. It's not a downside that they're incompetent. Jon Stewart said that the point is they're trying to dismantle these agencies themselves. Quote, when we say, I don't think Linda McMahon will be an efficient steward of the Department of Education, it's like, right, she's not there to do that. She's not there to be effective. She's there to help dismantle it in the same way that RFK Jr. is there to dismantle the HHS. And Donald Trump is also appointing people to cabinets that they feel have wronged them in some way. I noticed this pattern that Matt Gaetz was investigated by the DOJ, so he got appointed to the AG position. Obviously, that backfired terribly. But then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is always talking about the health of this country. He's always railing against that institution, so they appoint him there. Tulsi Gabbard, her talking points align with Vladimir Putin's like one-to-one. Everything she says could have come out of Vladimir Putin's mouth, and she was appointed as the Director of National Intelligence of America, which is absolutely insane. But you know, I do want to show you this tweet that had me cracking up, but not for the reason that you think. So Liz Wheeler, a huge MAGA conservative person on Twitter who has a lot of followers, posted, Trump's Surgeon General pick is an absolute COVID nutcase. Now, when you first read this line, you're like, oh no, is she an anti-vax, anti-masker? But the thing is, this is coming from a MAGA person, so reverse everything that you think about what this person says. So telling people who do not have COVID that if they've been exposed, they should wear a mask? and telling people to social distance for 10 days before going back to work? Psycho. So Donald Trump appointed somebody who 2 or 3 years back actually followed the guidelines on COVID. This person is an actual doctor. She understands to an extent that COVID was real and that you needed to take preventative measures. And Liz Wheeler, this conservative Twitter poster, is calling her a psycho for literally just telling people to wear masks. Let me play this video of her being psychotic, apparently.
You know that the CDC has updated its guidelines. If you've been exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus and you are symptom-free after 10 days, then you are cleared to go back to work. If you are symptom-free for 7 days with a negative COVID test, then you're also free to go back to work. But the baseline remains that you should still monitor your symptoms, wear your mask, and practice social distancing.
Okay, these are literally just the CDC guidelines. I mean, she's literally just repeating the CDC guidelines, and I guess credit where credit is due, being in the MAGA universe and actually standing up for the CDC guidelines, whatever, but this person is an absolute kook other than this, and it's just funny seeing MAGA people saying, Trump's Surgeon General pick is an absolute COVID nutcase, because when I first read that line, I was thinking, oh no, what did she say? And then I realized, wait, she just agrees with the CDC. And really quickly, I think we can all agree that this year has been intense. I've been in college, I've been covering Trump rallies on the ground, and we've all been locked into politics. So as we head into the holiday season, I've been looking for new ways to relax. And if you're in the same boat, let me introduce you to Via Premium Hemp. Via Premium Hemp products have changed my day-to-day life. And after the campaign season ended, I've been having an easier time relaxing, an easier time falling asleep, and that is due to Via Hemp's amazing CBD gummies, which are perfect for unwinding after a long day. You can get THC gummies, THC-free gummies, pure CBD gummies, gummies with a wide variety of strengths and effects. So trust me, there is something for everybody. They're also well known for their THC flower, grown indoors in state-of-the-art facilities to bring out natural aroma and flavor. It's the perfect way to relax when things get hectic. And the best part is, Via is fully legal to ship. It ships right to your door, completely legally, with discreet packaging, no medical card needed. So whether you're looking for a little holiday calm or just a break from the constant grind of your job, or you want to tune out of politics, because trust me, you need to tune out sometimes. I get it. Via has you covered with high-quality, lab-tested products made from American hemp. Trust me, if you're 21 or over, it's worth it. Go check it out. Use code BLUEHEART, the code on the screen right now, for 15% off. And check out the link to Via's website in our description below. That is code BLUEHEART for 15% off. The link is in the description below. And after a year like this, a little bit of relaxation is exactly what we all deserve. So enjoy the holidays and let Via bring you the calm you've earned. Thank you guys, and thanks to Via for helping make this video possible. All right, now let's break down Nick Fuentes' tantrum on Twitter. And by the way, thanks for watching the ad reads. They help make the independent media space possible. So thank you guys. Nick Fuentes said, Trump's team says no blanket pardon for January 6th protesters. If true, this would be the first and possibly most evil betrayal of the second Trump presidency. And he links an article that says, during the campaign, Trump suggested he would erase the convictions of those attempting to keep him in power after losing to President Joe Biden. A spokesperson for Trump's transition team told Scripps News the pardons would be made on a case-by-case basis. So first of all, these pardons are a terrible idea as a whole. They just incentivize, or they create the permission structure for right-wing lunatics to go out, be violent, be harmful and vile, and knowing that Trump will just pardon them. Trump can pardon them if they break the law in his favor, if they subvert the will of the American people, if they subvert the rule of law but do it in Trump's favor, they get pardoned. But also, who would want blanket pardons? I mean, I don't want any pardons, but blanket pardons may be the worst idea possible just due to these stories right here. January 6th defendant is convicted of conspiring to kill FBI agents investigating Capitol attack. And this was a few days ago. What about this one from a few months back? January 6th defendant jailed over alleged threats against Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett and others. A Nevada man awaiting trial on charges related to the U.S. Capitol riot has been jailed after allegedly making threats against ACB, our Supreme Court Justice. And this is another dude. I mean, these people are volatile. Why? A blanket pardon is a terrible idea for the reasons that I laid out, but there's, I'm sure, a bunch of January 6ers who are currently in prison, just like this guy, who haven't had the chance to openly show that they are still crazy. I mean, this guy was a defendant And he still ended up conspiring to do this stuff. So my point is, I bet you there are other Jan 6ers who are in a volatile state of mind and who are doing the same thing, but they are just low key. So I would say don't pardon any of them. Honestly, deport them all. Deport all of the January 6th insurrectionists. These people don't care about the American Constitution. Again, Nick Fuentes called out Donald Trump and said this was clearly a scam for Gates to resign from Congress and save face. Funny seeing Trump supporters calling out scams for once. Nick Fuentes then said, great start to the Trump presidency. This will surely be different than the first time. And of course, he's being sarcastic. He's saying that Trump failed him. Trump broke all of his promises. One of the responses said, are we tired of winning yet? It's obviously sarcastic. They know that Trump's cabinet is turning out to be terrible. And again, let me back up. Most of the normal MAGA voters throughout the country, that's an oxymoron, normal MAGA voters, but most of the MAGA voters throughout the country are happy with Trump's pick. I'm just showing you the fringes. So Nick Fuentes is pissed off. This woman is pissed off about the new Surgeon General, which is hilarious to me. And even Jackson Hinkle was super mad. Muslim Americans are pissed off. So we'll see. How is Donald Trump's presidency going to play out? Drop a like, subscribe, stay tuned. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.